It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's ready for Team Awesome Morning Party?
Oh, man. I don't know if we're ready for Team Awesome Morning Party. Yes, we are.
Oh, you can't use your voice yet. You're not clocked in.
I'm working on it.
Don't speak.
No, but you'll see. I'm in.
Oh, man. It is Friday. It is November.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what today is? Today's a very, very special day.
Yeah?
In the hearts of many.
All Saints Day.
Yes. But there's something else.
Oh.
And I'm just double checking.
Oh, okay.
Give me a second.
All right. I'll wait.
Guys, we were up really late last night because we went to the Rise from the Grave event. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. All right, here it is. It's been confirmed. Today is a very special day in the hearts of many.
Okay.
And do you know why?
Why?
It's my mom's birthday.
Oh!
It's your mom's birthday?
It's my mom's birthday.
Oh, man, we got to do something for your mom's
birthday.
We're going
to do something.
Okay.
She's so sweet. How could we not?
She's amazing. We definitely need to do something special this morning.
Yeah.
So. And, man, if you missed Rise from the Grave last night, I apologize, because it was a fantastic time.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah.
The concert was good. Both band. I'd never seen Archibald play.
I hadn't either.
They were fantastic.
They were incredible live. Yeah. I became an even bigger fan than I already was.
The Almost sounded great.
Yeah.
Got to see Aaron and I got to meet all the other guys. House of Heroes has toured with them before, but when they toured with them, it was before I was in the band.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, hey, I'm in House of Heroes. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're in the Blue New Wind.
Yeah, it was great.
Because we were supposed to do some shows with them back in June, and it didn't work out.
The costume contest last night.
Oh, man. We can't even talk about how. If you're listening and you came to the costume contest last night, you did a great job.
Yeah, it was really difficult. We had to judge. We gave out an iPad mini, an iPod Touch, and an iTunes gift card, and it was ridiculously hard.
It was great. Yeah, like, it was legitimately difficult to figure out who the winner was. Because we eventually, the guy that won the iPad mini, we gave it to him because he was dressed up like a zombie. He looked like,
obviously,
from The Walking Dead. Yeah, obviously. But he was kind of wandering around Knob Hill
for like 2 hours before the event. Yeah. Just wandering around.
It was awesome.
It was pretty impressive. He was in character. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. The Luskos last night, Jesse and Becca Lusko. To me, they were, honestly, they were my personal favorite because they went as black and white zombies from Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
And so they were full on, looked
great.
Like they were straight out of a black and white horror movie.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
They looked great.
So
there was a group they were dressed up as like Disney characters.
Yeah.
But they were zombies.
It was great.
Man, solid time.
Yeah, there are so many great costumes. It was a lot of fun. Nate threw down the gospel last night.
Mm.
It was incredible. Lives were changed. So, you know, most importantly, that's why we did what we were doing. So, it was a blast. I can't say anything else.
It was blast.
I'm mumbling. Also, mostly because we didn't get home till like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's past the DJ bedtime.
Yeah, way past morning show bedtime.
Morning show bedtime.
So, yeah, a little sleepy. But you know what? We're going to rock some Archibald.
Whoa.
We're going to get stoked.
Whoa.
We got birthdays coming up.
Breaking. Oh, he fell asleep.
Same awesome morning, buddy.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news, November 1st, 1997.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I remember that day.
We have stepped into a time machine.
Let's do time warp again.
Poor thing over there. Breaking news for you right now. Listen up in case you learned something.
Boom, I'm learning.
Edward Snowden has gotten a job working at a Russian website. That's the guy that, like, busted out all the illegal security stuff. Got in trouble.
Yeah.
Busted the USA out. He's like, hey, what? So now he's working for a Russian website. In California, an apprentice embalmer. Not Obama. Embalmer. Working toward his license, has been charged with stealing the gold from the mouths of the corpses.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's...
Okay. Jack lost a tooth this last week.
What?
And it was a silver tooth, and he refuses to give it to the tooth fairy because he thinks it's going to be worth more because it's silver. I'm not joking. So I just realized he still has not put that thing under his pillow.
Oh, my God.
Because it's his silver tooth that he lost.
Yeah.
I don't...
Well... What can you do?
Oh.
A supermarket chain in Norway is in trouble with customers after a Halloween stunt went bad. The chain wrapped fake, bloody human hands and feet and placed them next to the real meat in the grocery store. Children were terrified.
Well, yeah!
And adults were upset.
Wow.
That's funny.
I will say, last night for Rise from the Grave, there wasn't any, like, crazy...
Well, I don't know, man. Callie Deb looked genuinely terrifying.
There were people there that were terrifying.
Yeah.
But there were no decorations that were terrifying.
That's true.
I was expecting
stuff
like that. I did appreciate that
as
well.
It had a creepy feel, but it wasn't like...
Bleh! But it was just like the music.
There wasn't an electric chair in the corner.
No, there was not.
Yeah.
It was great.
In Colorado, three bears got inside of a man's Honda and destroyed it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And they were all like, this car seat seems lumpy. This car seat's too soft.
Three little bears.
And then the one in the back was like, this car seat's just... I'm going to lie down.
Okay. You just... Yep. That happened. That happened. A pastor in North Carolina is suspected of using church funds to build his 16,000 square foot home.
Yeah, Steve Furtick.
Dang.
Yeah, that was...
Is this the same guy as the...
It was Furtick in North Carolina.
Priest?
No, no, this is like Furtick. This is like a dude that...
I don't know.
Yeah, Steve Furtick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, the NBA season started.
We do.
Started off with a bang.
Well, unless you're a Bulls fan and a Nuggets fan.
Yeah, and then
I grew up a Bulls fan. In my later years, I became a Nuggets fan because it's closer.
It's closer. Maybe I
they
need
both
to pick
lost
a team.
Their opener. Pick the Bulls. I mean, the Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
It's right there. We'll go see some games.
A Mississippi pastor
has
banned fried chicken from church events. This is the most progressive thing Mississippi has done in the last 20 years. Straight up. This is crazy. Well, now second best, or second most progressive, the first being a few months ago, earlier in the year, when they ratified the 16th Amendment.
Yes!
That had been,
you know... It's pretty important.
They put that one out in the 1860s or something like that, so...
It's good that it's ratified.
It's good that Mississippi got around to that. And now we're finally starting to think about our diet. Who knows what'll happen next?
Yeah.
I bet this guy's getting a lot of crap. I bet he's getting a lot of crap for
it. Yeah.
Because, you know, I know my people. We're like, no, this is not a fellowship.
Right.
This isn't a fellowship. Where's the chicken at? Who knows? President Obama's approval rating has hit an all-time low.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy. He posted a picture from the White House Halloween thing. It was kind of a Star Wars. It was a Chewbacca running around in there.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they're having fun in the White House.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He also tweeted that he was stoked. Derrick Rose, star for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
Made his NBA return finally.
Ooh, yeah.
After a really, really, really long... It was like 500-something days, you know, so...
Here's something a little creepy. Post Halloween.
Yeah.
Here we go. Facebook
of the dead.
Oh, great.
On a blog called What If, Randall Monroe tackles the question, when, if ever, will Facebook contain more profiles of dead people than of living ones? Think about it.
Yeah.
Monroe writes, based on the site's growth and the age breakdown of the users over time, there are probably 10 to 20 million who created Facebook profiles who have died since.
Wow.
Facebook's crossover date, the date when the dead outnumber the living, will come sometime around 2065. That will be weird. I've never thought about that.
What'll be really weird is, will we still be using Facebook in 2065?
There'll be something else.
Come on.
I don't know, though. It's got staying
power. That
is
52 years from now.
I don't think we will, because I feel like now that we've gotten to the point to where, like, our grandparents and great-grandparents are on Facebook, it's
right.
like that everybody's got one now.
We'll be using Mindbook.
And that's typically when things start kind of going downhill.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it starts off cool with the college kids, and it's like, you know, it's cool. We've seen the movie, Social Network.
In 52 years, we will be the really old grandparents that are on that new thing.
I'll be checking my Facebook.
Oh, man.
What are my friends doing?
I'll be in my 80s.
Hey. You know who I'm going to befriend?
Huh?
Grandpa friend. Hey, man. Did you friend me on the Facebooks yet? I hope so. I just got one.
Oh,
I signed
man.
Up last week. I'm interested in this new Candy Crush. You play that Candy Crush?
I'm not on Facebook, Grandpa Friend. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you need to get with the times. It's the 90s, man. Get with it. I love Red and Skillet. And
yep.
That's what I listen to now.
We actually got a request for Monster.
I saw that, speaking of monsters. Hey, check this out. This was a big news item yesterday. Plane passengers can use electronic devices during all phases of flight.
Wow.
The Federal Aviation Administration announced Wednesday that they will allow passenger use of electronic devices during all phases of flight, including takeoff and landing.
Boom.
The FAA, sorry, not the FFA. That's Future Farmers of America. It's a little different. That's the FFA has, they've instituted a new study of milk. There are different strains of... Anyway, the FAA expects most airlines to implement the new policy by the end of the year. Currently, most airlines ban the use of electronic devices during takeoff and landing. Passengers still will not be able to talk on the cell phone during
Define
the flight.
Ban, because I was on a flight recently. Maybe that's why I got stranded in Dallas. They were teaching me a lesson, because it was like...
Did you leave your phone on?
Maybe.
Steve-O!
My kids have never been on an airplane, so I wanted to take a little video of us taking off so
this
that they
guy.
Knew
Put it
what
in
it
airplane
like.
Mode! That's what I do. They say not to.
No, I was going to say, they said not to. I did.
Yeah, they say, hey, and if it's airplane mode, turn it all the way off. And I go, airplane mode.
Exactly.
It's got an airplane on it.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
I heard this story yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. 1 in 100 chances, if you leave your cell phone on, it would affect the system that helps with the landing procedure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then we got old Captain Crazy over here just leaving his phone on. I'm making a video. I'm a director.
And you think about it, if it's 1 in 100, what if everybody has their cell phone out? There's more than 100 people on a flight. That means at least one of those phones are going to mess up the landing system.
There you go.
I'm never flying again.
Okay. Well, we remember the story when you had such a terrible time flying.
Yeah.
Because of the Patriotic Airlines.
Yes.
And the lady called and said on the flight that you missed, that you would have been on, there was a belligerent passenger.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Because he wouldn't turn his phone off.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a flight where somebody wouldn't turn their phone off and then everybody started getting kind of weird about it?
No.
I have.
Oh, really?
One of the Waverly fly dates, some dude wouldn't turn his phone off, and people were, they were like telling on him, you know, hey, his phone is on. His phone is still on. That guy. Him. No. Not him. Him.
That one.
Him.
Yeah.
And then the guy's going, sir, can we see your phone, please?
No. It's my phone.
Right. You know, and then it's just like, oh, you know, it's on. Turn it off.
Yep.
They just said you could crash the plane. You know, I mean, I understand. Like, when you're pretty much in a missile flying across the world.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody doing any goofy stuff like that.
Of course.
Well, at least I don't.
Man, it is 6:40.
Yeah, it is.
And apparently, birthdays today.
Let's start them.
Yeah.
It is Flashback Friday.
Oh, my gosh!
What's wrong with us?
I'll tell you, nothing's wrong right now.
I think we could do this today.
Oh, I think we could. We could do this for the next few Fridays.
Yeah. Do you have any of this on your phone?
Yep.
All right. This is kind of in honor of the event you guys were at last night.
Oh, yeah.
And oddly enough, no Thriller was played.
Yeah.
It was like creepy Walking Dead
dubstep.
All right.
Which was way more terrifying. Say that.
Well, it's Flashback Friday, and we'll stop that there. Because okay. you guys will fill in the gaps throughout right. the day with
you better believe I will,
some of your favorite friend. Some of your favorite stuff.
Stever, you are the man. You know that?
Oh, I don't know.
You are. Because just when I think there's nothing that could make this early morning after a really late night any better, you're like, it's Flashback Friday.
Boom!
And I'm like, oh my gosh!
Yeah. I remembered.
You remember.
It's the 305th day of 2013. 60 days remaining.
Wow.
And less than that to do any Christmas shopping you're planning on doing.
Oh, man, we are at that point.
But do remember as you go out, we're going to be celebrating the birth of the Christ child.
Booyah.
Loving it. So any birthdays we need to know about?
Yes, my Maja.
Oh.
We're going to call her in a little while.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yep. Is she awake already?
I hope so. My sister's Kimberly texted me and Allison and said, don't forget it's Mama's birthday. And then,
that guy?
No. Well, I double checked. Well, this was after I double checked because I've always been confused. Is it the first or the second? Or the second? Can't even remember. So she was like, and I said, we're going to call her. And then Kimberly's like, when? I want to listen.
Yeah.
And then Allison, of course, like, I've already called her.
Yeah.
I called her at 3:30 this morning.
I'm her favorite. all right. Man. Let's go on to birthdays here. All right.
All right.
This guy actually is a singer, actor, currently is part of the cast of The Bridge on FX.
Oh, The Bridge. I watched a couple episodes of that. And if I had a pony, is this Lyle Lovett?
It's Lyle Lovett's birthday.
Okay. I'm like, who is this? I know this. And then I thought, who's the only James Taylor-ish guy who tries to act? Lyle Lovett.
Yep. He's celebrating a birthday today.
All right.
How old do you think that fella is?
I feel older than I think. So I'm going to go ancient status.
Go for it.
Like at least 50s.
I say 52.
I'll say 55.
He's 56.
Oh, man.
We're getting so close again.
Flashback Friday, baby.
All right. Let's see. From the United States of Terra.
Oh, yeah.
Hostages and Little Miss Sunshine.
What's this lady's name?
Toni Collette.
Yep.
Yes.
Boom!
That's one of Dawn's favorite actresses.
She's pretty awesome.
It's Toni's birthday.
She was in The Sixth Sense,
yeah,
wasn't she?
Yeah, she was the mom in The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
And she was creepy.
Yeah.
Good time.
43.
44.
41.
Oh.
You guys are so mean.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are.
We're just trying to be sweethearts. Mama said, you were made million with sweethearts.
All right, this is Steve's favorite daytime show. Steve-O.
This isn't Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay.
From The View, which I didn't know she was on The View. She also used to do, I think she was on one of the sports shows a long time ago, Steve-O.
Erin Andrews.
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh! She must have filled in or something, right?
What?
Was she on The... I didn't know she was on The View.
View. Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot.
She regular cast on The View?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to get the guys to watch or what?
I think probably so.
Well, it's called The View, am I right, gentlemen?
Okay.
I mean,
that's
am
so
I
so bad.
No? Okay.
Jenny McCarthy's birthday today. Actually, a pretty funny lady.
She's hilarious. I'm going to say she's 44.
42.
She's 41.
Oh!
I almost said 41. I know! Your frustration sounds are just like mine.
I hate it when that happens. Okay, from American Idol, one of the finalists from years back.
Daughtry.
Just Daughtry?
It's not.
What?
think I'd play this if it was Daughtry?
Man, I don't know, man. Daughtry's awesome, man.
Who is this?
Long hair and a beard.
Nope. Kelly Clarkson.
No. Come on, Steve-O, really? It's not... Bo Bice's birthday.
Oh, I don't... Why are you saying me? I don't watch
this
show.
I thought you watched it. I thought you watched it back
you
then.
You totally watched this show.
I've never heard of Bo Bice.
Chrissy loves this show.
No clue.
She
who
loves
this is.
Game shows.
Oh, man.
You know it.
Yeah. Bo Bice, celebrating a birthday.
29.
31. 38.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, okay.
Wow. Yeah, was that long ago?
Gosh.
Really?
Man, that American Idol is crazy, man.
It's not that crazy.
It's crazy,
this
man.
This is crazy.
Oh.
Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Don still hasn't seen the end.
It is Bryan Cranston's birthday, Aaron Paul's birthday. It is...
Hank! Is it the guy that plays Hank?
Dean Norris's birthday. It is Anna Gunn's birthday. It is RJ Mitty's birthday. It is... Wow, this is
Is it
really
the girl that plays...
Betsy Brandt's birthday.
Yeah.
It is Bob Odenkirk's birthday. This is crazy.
Is it Gil? Is it the guy that wrote it?
Oh, Vince Gilligan?
Tell me when you're done.
No. It's Giancarlo Esposito. It is... Hold on.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Who else? Who else is there?
I don't know.
You ready?
Yeah.
The best Star Trek monologue ever.
Oh, it's one of those dudes. One of the one of the sidekick dudes.
Matt Jones.
Yes.
Badger celebrating a birthday.
I'm sorry, Badger. I didn't remember you right away.
You sure didn't, and he's disappointed.
He should be.
But I knew who he was. Come on, I got his name
he's,
right.
No, he's
yeah, he did. Nicely done. How old is he?
Oh man, I don't think I want to know because I think I'm going to be bummed.
33.
My life. Yeah, I'm going to say 34.
32. You went the wrong way.
Gosh.
You went the wrong way.
Steve-O, just really hopeful.
Why can I never get one right?
I don't know.
It is me, Salamander Jean.
What?
The 80s. Was this 80s or 90s?
This is 80s.
So,
it is the drummer from Def Leppard.
Yeah, it's Rick Allen. Yep.
That dude's pretty great.
Yep.
Everybody's excited for that guy.
For those who don't remember, Rick was in a serious car accident early in his career and lost an arm.
Yeah.
Now he rocks it one arm style. And he still rocks it.
Yeah, he does. Yep. It's Rick Allen's birthday from Def Leppard.
All right. How old do you think?
Okay. Dude, I remember this song when I was...
Were they in their 20s in the 80s or were they already in their
20s? Because, let's see, Paranoia came out. Hold on. I'm going to say 54.
48. 50. Right in between there.
Yep.
All right. This is not as popular song. Theme from Gossip Girl there.
Oh, okay.
Which I've never watched.
I've seen like two episodes of it.
What?
This is what happened.
Blake Lively?
We played some shows with that band, Abandon, and their bass player at the time, Brian, he loved this show.
What?
So he was like, dude, just watch an episode with me. You'll love it. And I was like, Brian, what's happening?
You're right.
This is not a good show.
Yeah.
Like, the OC, I get it.
What? No,
even,
you don't.
Even that. Yeah,
no,
I liked that show.
It's Penn Badgley's birthday from Gossip Girl.
See, what kind of name is that?
30.
Penn Badgley? I feel like that's like a...
Is that a dude or...
You guess, we can move on.
30.
28.
27.
Oh, man, you're so close.
But you'll be happy. I'm sure you'll be happy that we moved on.
That sounds like a teddy bear name.
Is it Anthony Kiedis' birthday?
Let me see. Whose birthday is it? It is, yes... Anthony's birthday.
Anthony Kiedis, you're awesome.
You love him. You love him.
So when I was in the 7th grade...
Yeah.
It was 8th grade.
Yeah.
Mr. Aragon, my math teacher, that's his... He's his uncle.
It's me, Righteous Ryan, dude. Yeah,
he's Anthony Kiedis' uncle.
I'm back from the waves to here. I'm here to celebrate Anthony Kiedis' birthday.
He was in Point Break... he only had like three lines, and he shot.
Was he part of the gang?
Yeah, he was part of the The First Gang. Do you remember that movie at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the First Gang where they were like tracking them? They're like, no, these are the guys. But it wasn't the guy. It was okay. The other guys.
Gotcha.
He's part of that gang.
Okay. So it's Anthony Kiedis' birthday.
Man. 46.
45.
It's 51.
Wow. Wow, Anthony.
All right, so.
Good job,
next
Anthony
birthday.
Kiedis.
Songwriter, producer.
Okay.
Of all kinds of stuff.
Quincy Jones.
His name is David Foster.
Ah, cool. From Foster the People.
Anyone?
David Foster the People.
Hey, David Foster was responsible for...
Oh, bless my soul. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen. That's just a taste.
Oh, just a taste.
Of what David Foster has accomplished over the years, including...
A little offended, but I'm okay.
Hey, I started with your song, bro.
I know.
Yes, anyone?
Nope.
Just give me a second.
Okay.
Listen to the synth stuff, man. That's what's...
Nope.
Nope.
Yes. Here.
Is this Chicago?
No, no. Actually...
Oh, wait, is it? Wait, no, this is...
This is Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is David Foster.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I'm singing.
And since David Foster was responsible for that, you know what he's probably responsible for.
You know our love was meant to be.
Now, guys, I'm not going to waste any more time.
What? Waste time? Oh. Okay.
David Foster.
You win again, sir.
Celebrating a birthday today.
I love that.
This guy's responsible for a little bit of music.
I love him. I love him. I said it.
This guy that can walk down the street no one recognizes probably. I probably would because he was on American Idol as one of the mentors.
Wow.
Man, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Probably the best ever.
If I'd have been the person that got him, I'd have been like, oh, yeah.
Right. How old do you guys think this guy is?
Timeless.
60.
Oh, man. This dude, Earth, Wind, and Fire, that was
70s, right?
So I'm going to say 55.
Man, you got to let this play.
There you go, guys. Karate Kid, by the way.
Of course. Not just any Karate Kid. Karate Kid Part 2.
Yeah. So,
where you got the crazy...
How old do you think David Foster is?
I said 60.
I said 55.
Oh, he's 64.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's been around a little while.
David Foster, right. He did foster
the
people, man.
He's got a legacy.
We are two dates.
We got none birthdays right today.
And maybe you'll get a date right.
Okay.
On this date in what year... In Boston, Massachusetts, the first medical school for women, the Boston Female Medical School, which later merged with the Boston University School of Medicine, opened. When was that?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Well, I'm wondering if they had to open a school for women because it was just like... segregated, or if they just wanted to do something special for the ladies. So this is throwing off my timeline.
It's probably segregated.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
1908.
1932.
1848.
Okay. No. All right.
1840. Yeah. He said it was probably segregated.
Yeah.
All right. So, on this date in what year, in the United States, the Weather Bureau, later renamed the National Weather Service, made its official meteorological forecast?
This music. Oh.
Zach Brown, man, back off.
Back off! What was the question?
What was the question? We're doing dates.
Meteorological what?
Yeah. Meteorological.
On this date in
here's why I played this song, Silly Man.
Now I can't say that word.
Here, it's about weather, Steve-O.
Yeah. But I'm stuck in
colder weather. Okay. This is a good song.
Oh, who's is Steve-O singing that?
No, that was Matt.
Okay. No, it was not.
Yeah. In what year the United States Weather Bureau, later named the National Weather Service, made its official meteorological forecast?
1959.
1940.
1870.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I just looked into the sky and started flying.
And this date in what year George Lucas left the day-to-day operations of his filmmaking business and started a sabbatical while on sabbatical. Steve-O will regret this for the rest of his life.
He started writing episode one like an idiot.
He wrote the prequel section of the Star Wars movies.
Gosh. Yeah.
Talk about a missed opportunity.
Gotta give George more time.
Gosh.
What do you think? I say, what, 1992?
I was going to say 95.
All right.
94.
1994 was such a good year. Why didn't I get that?
I don't know. Okay, so on this date, this is actually sad in spite of the music.
Oh.
On this date, in what year did we lose Sweetness? One of the NFL's all-time great running backs from Chicago.
Walter Payton.
I have no idea.
Walter Payton.
Died of cancer at the age of 45.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. See, I don't remember. I do not remember this at all.
It was within the last 20 years.
Had to be, right? So, oh, man.
2002?
I'm going to say
99.
Ah! I'm gonna throw my chair!
No, don't do it.
Hey, wait.
Okay, fine.
Should we do that, or should we do a little flashback Friday?
I'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Hey, I'm ready for whatever, man.
Okay, well, let's go through what today. Actually, November.
Yeah.
Okay, here I go. Deep breath. November is American Diabetes Awareness Month, Aviation Month, National Adoption Month, National Alzheimer's Awareness Month, National Georgia Pecan Month,
okay.
National Novel Writing Month, Vegan Month, National Fun with Fondue Month, National Peanut Butter Lovers Month, National Pepper Month, National Stuffing Month, National Raisin Bread Month. And then today is Give Up Your Shoulds Day.
Okay. Mm.
It's National Authors Day, National Family Literacy Day. National, let's see. Oh, National Go Cook for Your Pets Day.
Okay, no.
It's World Pumpkin Chunkin' Championships get underway today. And remember, Sunday is daylight saving time ending. Saturday night when you go to bed, fall back 1 hour.
Yeah, see, we're going to get an extra hour.
That is all.
I can't wait for that day, for that extra hour of sleep. I need it so badly. We got to take a quick break. It's Friday.
Oh, yes, it is.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico is joining us this morning.
He's probably out there.
Pretty stoked, man. We got some fun to be had. It's Friday. It's November.
That's good.
We're going to go off. And it's Flashback Friday with MJ today. So you know it's going to be good. I know.
Oh, man. Get down and go on,
just lose it all. It's also Mateo's mama's birthday.
Woo!
So we'll be calling Sally Field up a little later. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning, everyone. We all know you don't talk over this song.
Go, girl! Go, Sam! Sam Swan! Baptist Artists Convention of New Mexico. It is also Flashback
Wait,
Friday.
Wait, I got this.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, pretty Sammy, with your running shoes on.
Yeah,
you know,
it's that day.
Wow,
it's Flashback Friday, and we picked a good man.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
one of the greatest, if not the greatest, artists of all time.
I agree,
MJ.
I agree.
It is MJ Day.
Man.
So yeah,
he had some really great tunes.
Yeah,
man.
We seriously could do like a month's worth of shows.
Oh yeah,
we were seriously thinking like 1 week we should just do a different record for Flashback Friday. Like, we could seriously do Thriller in its entirety.
Absolutely.
And every single one of those songs
Absolutely.
Would be a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Off the Wall, or Bad, or...
Yeah. Even if you went back to the Jackson 5 days.
Oh, snap!
Yeah.
We could do some of that this morning
ABC.
As well. I've got some of that in here. Yeah, we got
man.
Some ABC.
Should it just be Michael Jackson and then save Jackson 5 for another year?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because they have a ton of stuff.
Then that's more. Then you get to do
that
more.
That is more.
We should do that.
Talented family.
I mean, not that I want to influence what happens in the radio station
and
the morning program, but I want to.
Talented family.
If I can, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Because, you know. I'm a youth guy.
Yeah, there you are.
I try to influence.
Well, welcome to Friday.
Hey, it's good to be on Friday.
What do Baptists do on Halloween? Do you guys get to do anything?
Most of the churches, a lot of the churches do a...
Harvest night?
Like a harvest
fall
or whip family fall festival kind of thing where they have carnival... Some of them have carnival gangs. Some of them... gangs? No.
Yeah, they have carnival gangs.
They got carnival
That's
gangs.
That's funny because
I
was the leader of a gang last night.
For, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Excuse me, carnival game.
Okay.
And they do... Some churches do like a trunk or treat thing.
Yeah,
where
that's
they,
what our church did.
Where they
yeah.
just, you know, the neighborhood folks just come through the parking lot and they give candy out that way. And they just kind of make contact and conversations and hand out candy. And
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Last night I stayed home and handed out candy to the neighborhood
children.
While my wife and my son and one of his best buddies, they had this little tradition when we first moved here. Riley and Brandon is the friend, they went, you know, we were new to town, we didn't really know a lot of people, but Riley had made friends with Brandon, so Brandon's mom and Brenda talked, and they went in our neighborhood, and then they live a couple blocks away, so we went to their neighborhood too.
Okay.
So that's kind of been a tradition, so for the past 6 years, or 7 years, I guess, that's what Riley and Brandon have done, so it was pretty cool.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Then they come home and dump all the candy on the floor, and Riley goes, I don't like this one, and tosses over to Brandon. Brandon goes, oh, I like those. And, so, and then they put neither one of them like they put in the middle, and I get the choice of that.
Oh, so they give you all the junk?
No. Like dark chocolate, Milky Way, and just things. Baby Ruth, I couldn't believe my own
son. They don't like Baby
my
Ruth?
My own son doesn't like Baby Ruth. So I was like, yeah. Okay.
You know, we learned yesterday that Snickers is the number one favorite Halloween like chocolate bar candy.
Yep. I would not be surprised. I love Snickers.
It was second only. There was one other candy that topped the list. Snickers came in second overall. To all candies. Do you remember what was number one?
Tizzy Row?
No.
Sweet Tarts?
No.
Was it Smarties?
No.
I give up. Candy Corn?
Nope.
Oh, good, because I hate candy corn.
Yeah, right?
Candy
I like
one
the
of
original
those...
candy corn.
Yeah.
You are eating just like flavored wax.
Yeah.
You know? It is sugary wax.
Yeah.
But
if it's in front of me,
if there's
if
nothing
you
else sweet in the house,
in front of me, yeah.
If there's nothing else sweet and you're craving something sweet, it'll do.
Yeah, that's true. It will.
That's true.
It will.
Yeah, yeah.
Reese's peanut butter cups, number one. Reese's peanut butter cups, number one.
I gave away some of those last night.
Nice.
Yeah,
you were the good house there.
Dude, I freaked this little kid out. There was at times there'd be one or two at a time, and then this one time there were like seven or eight. All at once, you know, just bang, bang, bang. So I'm just standing there with the door open while they're walking up the sidewalk. And this one little kid had this kind of a Minecraft thing on.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't say anything to anybody else's costumes, but I said to him, I said, great Minecraft costume.
Yes.
And he goes, thank you, as he's also thanking me for the candy. And as he's walking, I'm still standing there, and I hear him run down the sidewalk, and he goes, Dad, he knew my costume.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I made that little kid's night, man. That was awesome. Because he's probably, you know, probably some of the other people in the neighborhood wouldn't have any idea what Minecraft is, but since my son is really into Minecraft, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about it, but
right.
I recognize the
man.
Artwork of it. So I was like, I was trying to figure out a way to tweet that, but that would have been like a half page tweet. So I couldn't, because I wanted to brag on myself, you know.
I have not given into that realm for my children
either.
Yet.
What is that?
I mean, I gave it to my son, but I haven't
Minecraft.
Done it
what is that? Yeah. Exactly.
Is that like World of Warcraft?
No.
It's online Legos.
Yeah. Is that
there
Skyrim?
There you go.
Skyrim.
Every kid in on their little league team.
Yeah.
That's all they ever talked about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Minecraft, Minecraft, Minecraft.
And
I'm like,
you got to get on this certain server, and they've got Hunger Games Minecraft.
Wow,
and
it's basically like Legos online. It really
is. Really sick.
So it's like you never have to hang out with your friends. You can just stay at home on a computer and build Legos together, but not.
Well, but there is online interaction.
Oh man,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
And as we all know, online interaction is the best.
That's right. We limit Riley to 15 hours a day.
Again,
that's all. He's not allowed. If he goes to 15 hours and 5 minutes, that's too
that's
much.
It.
That is too much
it.
Online
yeah.
right there. I'm just
grounded
saying.
For the next 3 hours.
That's right.
Boom.
It's crazy,
guys. It's time.
Is it time?
It's time.
Okay.
Right. We have to make one of the most important phone calls. You take lead.
I will, of course.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Maybe I dialed it wrong.
No.
Okay, good, good, good.
Takes a while to get out to the sticks.
Hello, is this Cheryl Lott?
Yes.
My name is Randy Johnson from State Farm, and we have an offer for you. Hello? Anybody?
Did your mom just hang up
on you?
No,
she didn't hang up. Mama! She has bad signal.
Oh.
Happy birthday!
Hold on. Just don't hang up.
Okay. We have terrible
She's
service.
She's got to go. She's got to go stand on the chair in the
She
kitchen.
Really does. Right, you have to go get in the laundry room by the window.
Uh-uh.
I'm not kidding. You really do.
And everybody makes fun of New Mexico.
I know.
Oh,
Mississippi's
man.
Just
okay,
as bad.
Okay, we're upstairs.
Hello?
She's got to go upstairs so that she's closer to the satellite.
It's true. There's no signal in Mississippi. At least where we live. We literally live out in the county.
Okay.
So
hello? Anybody?
Hello?
Hey.
Standing on the...
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You have ammo with you today, right?
I do have ammo with me.
You should be proud because Kimberly sent out a message this morning saying, "Don't forget to call Mama."
Oh, did she?
She did.
But we knew before that.
We did.
We knew before she sent that, so that's not why we remembered.
Yeah.
Thank you, State Farm.
You're welcome. State Farm. Bum, ba, bum, bum, bum.
Did you know it was Matthew right away?
Well, when I found it, I thought, but then I said, "Well, no, that wouldn't be Matthew," and then. I said, I did. I wouldn't have answered it had I not thought it could possibly be y'all.
Yeah.
Well, you chose wisely.
Yes, you did.
Did Daddy get you anything special?
I'm sorry, what?
Did Daddy get you anything special for your birthday?
He got me a birthday card with my favorite colors on it.
Well, good.
What? Hey, Matthew, what's your mom's favorite colors?
Blue.
Now, Matthew, I answered your message at so many times that you should know this.
I can't. Is it yellow? It's yellow.
No.
Orange. Orange is Daddy's favorite color.
You can do it. I believe
it. Starts with a P. I have two. One starts with a P and one starts with a G.
Is it purple
and green?
No.
Purple,
pink.
I give up.
Pink and green.
Pink and green.
Ah, you know.
I knew. You've been listening to my messages. Steve wasn't listening to my message.
It's okay.
Oh, man. Green's my favorite color,
I'm going to do this, Steve. I'm going to embarrass you to my mom.
Why?
Mama.
What?
Steve makes me watch R-rated movies.
No, I do
He
not.
Does it. He does every day. I know.
I do not make him watch.
take that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Don't listen to my messages.
I do not make him watch R-rated movies.
Mama, do you remember the time I said that? Was it about Dave or was it about Coon?
I can't remember. I think it was Coon.
Yeah, we were all hanging out, and then we were eating dinner, and I was like, Coon makes me watch R-rated movies. And my mom was like, what? And Coon said, well, no. It was funny.
When was the last time we saw an R-rated movie? Come on.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Actually, Mama, real quick, when I went out with my wife for our anniversary, because we just celebrated our 11th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Matthew watched my kids.
I did.
With Celeste and Mitch, who do like the midday show and the afternoon show. And the three of them, after they put my kids to bed in the house with my beautiful children, they watched an R-rated zombie movie. I'm just saying.
We watched World War Z.
Actually, I take that back. It wasn't R-rated. They got the unrated director's cut.
Oh, no.
Oh,
God.
I know. That's worse.
You didn't raise me that way.
Trying to bust me. I'm going to bust you right back.
It's the land of enchantment.
This is real life.
It was Mitch's fault. Mitch made me do it.
There's a whole lot of busting.
Matthew Thomas.
Ma'am.
What if I told you about peer pressure?
I know. It's wrong. Peer pressure is wrong. Hey, Mama, this is Sam Swan on the line, too.
Happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
He works with the Baptist
Convention of New Mexico.
I was almost say Baptist Department. He's in the Baptist Department.
He's with the Baptist Department.
They're right by the kitchen department.
That's then our super amazing producer, boss man in the cave, Steve, is also here too.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am very blessed on my birthday.
Yeah. That's cool.
Because you have... Do you only have Amma?
I do only have Amma, but I am very blessed because I have three wonderful children who marry three wonderful people.
Yeah.
I have three wonderful grandchildren, and God has blessed me with a godly man for my husband of 31 years. So I can say nothing, but on this 57th day, I am very blessed.
That's good.
That is amazing. Do you have any special plans?
Well, Murray and I are going to go out tonight. We're going to go to a movie and get something to eat. So that's our special plan. We were gone last weekend for our birthday.
Yeah, because his birthday was a couple weeks last week.
Why didn't we call him for his birthday?
Remember, we talked to him.
Oh, yeah.
It was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
We called him on Friday.
We called him on Friday. Okay.
Yes, Did you guys get our present? Because I know Dawn mailed the present. It's like a group present. She mailed it a couple days ago.
I think it's at the post office because... You know, I didn't get there before it closed yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got a little yellow slip in the post office box. So, you know, we have a package. And Emma and I will go up to and get it.
Good.
Emma, you know, the post office is only open from 8:30 to 10 to 11:30. And then it closes to 1:30. And if you get there after 4:30, you have to wait till the next day.
Yep. I know. They didn't know that.
Yeah. What can I say? Rural Mississippi.
I'm
glad to be here. Yeah?
Is it cold yet?
No, actually, it was cold last week, but then this week it's warmed up again. We had a lot of wind yesterday. We have a lot of limbs down that Daddy will probably work on tomorrow.
They said it was storming really bad in Nashville, too. Dawn said it was crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question. I want you to recount to me your favorite birthday.
My favorite birthday.
Yes.
That would have to be probably, I have two. One was when I turned 30, and we had all three of our babies, which were very close together.
Yes.
Because Matthew had just turned 3, and we just had Allison, and of course we are.
Static Radio.
My bad, I hit the wrong thing!
Whoa!
We're talking over a song!
I'm
like, what is happening? My bad. My bad!
Wow!
My bad!
All right, check it out.
Did I mention that we were at Rise from the Grave till almost 11 last night?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I'm glad that happened because I hit the wrong song.
Oh, okay.
This is what I wanted to do.
Oh, man. It's Friday.
Snap. It is... Sorry,
November. We'll get to that Reliant K on the way.
Yeah, we will.
That was fun.
I was like, chaos, chaos!
Wait, I'm listening to two stations at one time.
What's happening?
Oh, man. Perfect seg. Speaking of chaos, I found a list. America's divided on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
These United States, sometimes they seem a lot more like divided
states. Hey, the divided states of America.
Hey, that's copyright Mateo 2013. If you make a shirt or a bumper sticker, it's mine, baby.
There you go.
Intellectual property.
Well, the funny thing is, according to this, we have more in common than we think. The Associated Press combed through some studies to discover what actually unites the United States. They found 11 things that at least 90% of Americans believe in.
Okay.
Take a wild guess what number one is.
Are we going to start with number one?
Yeah, what's what do you think the
God?
Number one thing?
Oh!
Yep,
that's what I was going to say.
The vast majority of Americans do believe there is a God.
It's not. Now, it's not.
Yeah, I think the Jesus step is the next.
Right.
That's the one. But that's really the place where everybody has to come to.
Right.
You know, because it's totally. And it's in the Bible. Like, you look around and you can say, I don't know if this could just happen. You know?
Yeah.
Everything is so intricate, and yet it all works together so well.
Yeah.
You know? But then it's like, well, I believe there's a God, but does he care about me?
But the craziest part is, number one, things that Americans believe in that we're united on, God. But really, to me, we're more divided on that than anything else, because we can't have grown-up conversations about who God is.
Yeah, I think we're united on the idea of God. Yeah,
there you go.
And then the details and the truth.
Which are pretty important.
Which are extremely important.
That's where it gets sketchy.
That's where the division will come in.
Well, because with truth comes responsibility.
What? What's happening to me
right
now?
I thought that was great power.
No, check it out. Okay. The more, because, yes, it's easy to believe in an idea, you know?
Yeah.
But then once you start considering the ramifications of that, you know, like, okay, well, if that is true, then that means these few things. Or
right.
It can mean, but you don't want to go that far. So I think that's why you go up to any random person on any street, you know, Main Street USA, and you're like, do you believe in God? You'll hear this. Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't know if he's like the God that we see, you know, blah,
right.
blah, blah. But yeah, there's a God. I believe in a higher power.
Right.
That's, you know, that's what you're going to hear.
Yeah. Yep. So that's number one. 11 things 90% of Americans believe in. Number two is our country. This nation is very patriotic.
Yeah.
According to this study.
Yeah.
Number three, at least 90% of Americans believe in preventing terrorism.
Terrorism.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number four, cloning is wrong, according to 90% of Americans.
What is wrong? Cloning?
Cloning.
Man, I just want to have a clone. I can get so much done.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I saw Multiplicity.
Mateo, they're not talking about clowns. It's different.
Hey. Clowning?
Cloning.
Yeah. I want to clone me and for him to be a clown.
Oh, that's a double whammy right
there.
Could
be making money, y'all.
Clowning.
Yeah. Speaking of... this is kind of divisive then. The very next one says that at least 90% of Americans believe that everyone should have an equal opportunity to succeed. But if they believe that cloning is wrong, then they can't believe that everyone has the opportunity to succeed. Because you want to succeed
by
cloning yourself.
Guys, I've got a lot of stuff to do. And one of me can't do it.
Again, I believe they think the concept of success as opposed to the details of success.
There you go.
Yeah. Speaking
it's that
of success,
elitist nature we have.
90% of Americans believe that getting more than a high school education is important.
Yeah.
More than?
Okay.
Do we really believe that?
I think we do.
It depends on what you're going into. Because a lot of kids nowadays are finding out that you can sink hundreds of thousands of dollars into college and come out on the other side and not get a job.
Yeah.
So to me, it's more like, let's see what you're going to go. If you're going to be a lawyer,
go
to college.
But if your goal is just to is more than just knowledge. In other words, I think this points to the idea of knowledge is important. They're saying that
you
need to continue to learn no matter what kind of job you might have.
That's
what they
true.
Say.
Perhaps.
That's what they say.
Because the next one I'm already shaking my head at. The next one, it says at least 90% of Americans believe that you should always vote.
Hashtag SMH.
Well, they believe it, but they don't do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. See, there's this... These survey things are funny because they say, what do you believe? Well, I believe all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do about it? I do absolutely nothing about all the stuff
this
I believe.
This is true.
I just believe in it.
Yeah, I just believe in it.
But in turn, I went through this thing called the Truth Project years ago. And in turn, if you say you believe in something, but you're not acting it out, if you're not living your faith, if you're not, do you really believe it?
No.
Subconsciously, obviously, you don't believe it, because if you did believe it, you would adhere to it.
Or again, you believe in the concept or the idea of it.
Many of us say we trust God.
But we don't.
But we don't, because day to day, we're freaking out, we're worried about this, we're stressed about that. And so we can say, you're right, we can say we believe it, but we don't really believe it.
Right.
So... anyways,
yeah,
I don't get this next one. 90% of Americans believe in birth control. So okay, you just that we have it, or that
it's hard to deny that it's out. I mean, it is out there.
They believe that it exists.
If you don't, it exists.
If you don't believe in it,
at least 90% of
Americans, you're in complete denial that
they ask,
because it just, that's literally what it says. Birth control.
They said,
that's all
it
says.
Do you believe in birth control? I've heard of that. Yes.
Yes, it exists.
It does exist.
It does exist. Okay, good. All right.
I've even seen
it. A sign of our times, two little girls were talking that said, did you see the condom package laying on the patio? And the little girl goes, what's a patio?
So, oh, wow.
That just kind of shows how bad our world has gotten.
Yep. What's a patio? Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention.
There he is, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Right there.
Right there.
Is it time to go yet?
No, you got this. You're good.
The Associated Press come through some studies to discover what actually unites the United States, and we're going through a list of things that at least 90% of Americans believe in. Together, we believe that getting rich by working hard is important.
No, we don't.
I don't know.
No, that's bunk.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, the very next one says at least 90% of Americans believe in staying true to your spouse.
Wow.
But what percentage
actually do that?
I'm sure everyone, when they were surveyed, you got a husband and wife standing next to each other, and they're both like, yeah, of course.
I know her.
Obviously.
I've met this woman before.
So important. Which is funny, because on here, you know, we get trivia, we get stuff, and I find certain things. The number for the day for Friday, November 1st.
Yeah.
Speaking of the statistic of 90% of Americans believing that you should stay true to your spouse. The number for the day is 2,000.
Wow.
2,000.
Would you guys like to know what that means?
Yeesh.
That is how much more in dollars men spend on the engagement ring for their second wife.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, for the second
wife?
For
the second wife. Men tend to spend $2,000 on average.
You know why that
more.
Is.
Well, yeah,
it's because the guy's like, I really mean this. I mean it this time. I mean it.
Or it could just simply be inflation.
Oh, there you go.
He bought the same ring, 5 years ago. This year it cost $2,000 more.
Oh, man.
He's like, dang, I didn't want to pay that much.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Hey, can
man,
I
last time it was way cheap.
Yeah. Oh, man. Gosh, there's so many things to say right now.
Too much to say.
What are you guys talking about?
Now, here's an interesting one. 90% of Americans believe that we should be teaching sex education in public schools. 90% of Americans, according to this Associated Press survey.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who all was surveyed. But this is a collection of studies throughout the nation.
Right.
So they collected all this information from different studies, gathered it together, and teaching sex education in public schools is important.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, the thing about birth control?
Yeah.
It's a Catholic thing. Because Catholics do not believe in birth control.
No, I know. That's why
I think that's why they were asking that. Because that's a big majority of people.
No, right. Well, that's why it's interesting that at least 90% of Americans agree that we should. I don't know. Anyways.
Vincent Price in the background.
Here's some other things that 90% of us can agree upon. Donald Trump needs to give up on the comb over. Maybe.
Oh,
that
I agree.
I would think that'd be higher, like 99%.
The Kardashians need to be sent overseas.
Yeah, I'm tired of keeping up with the Kardashians.
Hey, Canada, we got you this.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Number three, twerking should never be used in print or seen in video again.
Amen.
No, man, that's cool, man.
Number four, French fries are terrible for us, but taste amazing.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, I think we all... Yeah.
We can agree with that.
Yeah. Elvis, the Beatles, Johnny Cash, and Michael Jackson are the best then, now, and forever!
Agreement.
I think we can...
Agreement.
Yes.
Man, that's huge. That's a top four right there.
Yeah, that is.
Say it again.
Elvis, the Beatles, Johnny Cash, and MJ...
Yes.
...are the best.
Agreement.
Then, now, forever!
feel like that could be like a...
Okay.
Man, why haven't we done Elvis?
Here's the thing. Oh, we're going to.
Oh, we're going to. That's awesome.
You got so serious you when I said that.
I'm for real right now.
He's not even got his joke.
We're going to do Johnny Cash.
No, you got serious. I'm sorry. I don't,
hey,
I don't
Don,
want to be starting something.
Don,
I just...
Okay. Okay. Don just sent me a joke. And
okay.
I want to read it.
Oh, it's Fun Joke Friday.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
All right, are we ready?
This is a Halloween-themed joke for Fun Joke Friday.
Should I get scary music on?
No.
No, okay. Are you kidding me?
What were the trick-or-treaters doing at the gas station?
What?
Pumpkin gas. Thank you, Dawn. Here's another
one. That was like a Jack or... That was a Luke joke, actually.
What do spiders eat at barbecues?
What?
Corn on the cobweb!
Oh,
snappy!
No.
I love you, Dawn. Your jokes are awesome.
Don't quit your day-night job of being the lead singer in Firefly.
Yeah. Hey, please, let's answer that
never.
Phone.
Okay. Static!
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's the difference between Dez Bryant and a baby? Not much.
Oh, man.
Well done.
TJ!
TJ!
Dude, that was awesome.
That was amazing.
I'm going to tell that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
He went off this week on the sideline.
I just wanted to slap him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's a talented receiver.
Yep. But,
and I'd like to know, we don't know the details of what was going on.
Right.
It looks like he was whining and crying because he's done that in the past.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know really what he was upset about.
Yeah.
Before I pass total judgment. I mean, I'm going to judge him anyway, but before I pass total judgment, I want to...
Total judgment. There could be a Christian video game where instead of like fatality, like in Mortal Kombat, it could be like judgment. So like you're facing your opponent and then you do some combination and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, what's this? Is this a beer? And then they start drinking and it's like partial judgment. And then it says, finish him. And then they have another one. Total judgment.
Wow. They have those video games. Did you ever play the Left Behind video game?
Copyright Mateo 2013. Total Judgment video game. Coming to a console near you.
I think 90% of Americans would play that video game.
I think 90% probably. Of them, they would agree. They'd be like, man, this game's awesome.
There you go. Found a list of 11 things that 90% of Americans believe in. Number one was God, our country, preventing terrorism, cloning is wrong, everyone should have an equal opportunity to succeed, getting more than a high school education is important, you should always vote, birth control, okay, getting rich by working hard, staying true to your spouse, and teaching sex education in public schools. At least according to the Associated Press, 90% of us agree upon this.
Hey, check it out.
Yeah.
I posted on Facebook. We're going through a list of 10 things 90% of Americans reportedly agree on.
Reportedly!
What's something that you think most Americans agree on?
Yeah.
So, give us a call.
This is going to be fun.
Or post on our Facebook.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's just before 8. Got to take a quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. It is Friday, which means Flashback Friday, of course, today. You can't go wrong with the little MJ.
No, you can't. When it comes to music, it's going to treat you right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Good morning.
Welcome.
It is so good to be welcomed.
It's good to have you in studio.
And you are welcome, sir.
I look forward to Fridays.
Thank you.
We have fun.
I do as well.
Yeah. There are a number of things most Americans fight over.
Parking spots.
Oh, man. Yeah.
First in line at Walmart.
Oh, man.
Parking spots is a big one.
Yeah.
It is a big one. I don't get that.
Why?
Because I
like
know
the
you
exercise.
Want to be closer.
I park far away.
Well, I was going to say, it used to be a drive around the parking lot like 8 times until I found that close spot. And then I realized I could have walked from the back of the parking lot to the front 3 times by now.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's
not
I
to
just,
mention the $2.50 you spent in gas just cruising the parking
lot. So I found a list from the Associated Press. They combed through some studies to discover what unites the United States.
Ooh.
So some things that 90% of Americans believe in. It was interesting. The first one was God. Now, the particulars of it, we definitely argue over. But God, our country, preventing terrorism, getting more than a high school education. You should always vote, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
We took it to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do you think most Americans agree upon? Static.
Hey, I don't want to guess. I want to tell you guys a joke.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Why not?
Okay. What does the fox say?
Nope.
What?
Show me the Carfax.
Oh, man. That was so... Okay.
That was.
Thank you for calling.
That was interesting.
Last night, Mitch went as the fox.
Did she really?
Yeah.
How funny.
So, of course, we had to ask her.
Yeah, that was the question. How funny?
How funny.
So, it was interesting. But it worked out.
So, what did she say?
She actually, on stage, we asked her, and she did the little...
Oh, did she did the, from the
man,
song? Don't do
gonna,
it. Don't do it.
Because then it's going to be Hold stuck. Back. It's already stuck in my head.
Don't do it.
Just thinking about what she said last night, it's already stuck in my head.
Play some MJ as a bed and so we can get that other stuff out of her
That's
head.
A good idea. Yeah. That's a really good idea. So 90% of Americans, we found a few things that they can agree upon. But what's some other things that you think most Americans agree upon? I think they would agree that... Flashback Friday with MJ is one of the greatest days of the year.
I hope they
this
would
is
agree
like
on
from
that.
His first solo album right here.
Dude.
Oh, I danced to this at high school dances.
Yeah.
I hate to just say that out loud
over the air,
but that's great, that
man.
Tells you how old I am.
That's what you want.
If you're good with Michael Jackson trivia and understand when this record came out.
Yeah.
I mean, not
every Which I yeah. might not be. Yeah.
What do we got on Facebook theirs?
Let's check it out. Katrina says most Americans agree that static radio is the bomb.
This is true.
I'm going to have to like that one.
Yeah, like it. Like it.
We're going to rock the boogie.
All right. Ruben says
Obamacare sucks. Yeah. I mean, we're
Giovanna
not
says Obamacare. That Elvis is dead. Wait, maybe that's more like 70%.
Yeah.
Like, boom. Victor says the Red Sox are the best.
Okay, nope.
Just
90% of Americans do not.
Tommy says Sons of Anarchy is a great show.
I don't know that 90% of Americans would agree on that either.
90% of the people who watch it would say that.
Oh, yeah, and Jed, wanting to obviously get in a fight with Chrissy, says everyone hates the Dallas Cowboys and LeBron James.
There's already people in the studio who don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, Sam Swan definitely does not hate...
Who is Sam Swan?
Well, Sam Swan doesn't hate anybody, because let's be honest, he's from the Baptist Convention in Mexico.
I don't hate anybody, but I do dislike them with the white-hot intensity of a thousand suns.
Yes, wow. Are we talking about the Redskins, or...
Anybody in the NFC East.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. My son, Luke, you know, my wife's a Cowboys fan, and he grew up a Cowboys fan because I let him go... You know, Jack's a Bucks fan. Luke's a
Well, if there's not
fan.
A little bit of family rivalry,
right?
It's no fun.
Well, the funny thing is, this is like this really interesting. You know, no, I don't think it's like God worked this out. However, every year that we've had a child, the Cowboys have played the Buccaneers that season.
Oh,
they don't play each other every season.
Wow.
And so the year Jack was born, the Cowboys and the Buccaneers played, and we said, okay, well, whoever wins the game, he can be a fan of that team. And the Buccaneers throttled the Cowboys. And so I was like, cool, good, of course, as it all is right with the world. So when my family first started growing, it was perfect. And then Luke was born, and the year Luke was born, the Cowboys played the Buccaneers again somehow. And the Cowboys beat the snot out of the Bucks, and so I was like, all right, well, then you're a Cowboys fan.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's how we've decided. And the Bucks, sure enough, and then 7 years went by, and we had Brody.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Cowboys played the Buccaneers when we had Brody.
And they played to a tie.
I wish. Unfortunately, the Cowboys got
good.
Better. Yeah,
good.
So we got two Cowboy fans. Until this last year, Luke, our middle son, who grew up a Cowboys fan, comes up to Chrissy and says, I don't think I want to be a Cowboys fan anymore. And I'm thinking, this is my moment.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Is it. It's because Daddy, he wants to be like his daddy. His daddy loves the Buccaneers. And he says, I think I want to be a Redskins
fan. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
He loves RG3.
Did you ground him?
RG3 went to Baylor.
Yeah.
He's a believer in Christ. He's a solid dude. He's not the greatest quarterback in the world, but... For some reason, my son just loves him, so he's like, I really want to be a Redskins fan. And I'm like, I am the one inspiring this and letting it happen. I'm just like, I'm cultivating that. I'm buying him a Redskins hat.
Gosh.
I'm going to make this happen.
My dad came to visit me one time, and he was buying some insulation for the house one time, and they had this special promo deal. If you buy this much insulation, we'll send you a duffel bag with your favorite team. And he wanted Green Bay.
Okay.
And at the time, Green Bay was one of the most popular teams. And the lady on the phone said, I'm sorry, we don't have Green Bay. She said, but I do have Dallas Cowboys. And my dad said, send anybody but the Dallas Cowboys. He comes to my house with a bag that has the Washington Redskins emblem on it
And he thinks he's going to be able to bring that with his clothes into my house. I said, you take your clothes out of that bag, and you leave that bag in your car, because that is not into my house.
That's awesome.
And then I said, okay, Dad, come in.
It's one of the biggest rivalries,
man. I just could not let my stomach was upset the entire weekend he was here. Because every time I'd see that Redskin, so I covered it with a blanket.
Hey, anybody but the Raiders, come on.
Anybody?
I'm actually more okay.
Well. See, when I lived in Virginia, that's Redskin country.
Yeah, it
is. So I had to become a closet cowboy because I didn't want to get beat up. So I was a Raiders fan.
Like the Village people.
Time.
You like were a closet
village.
Cowboy.
I was not.
That's
no,
good.
No.
All right. Sam Swan, we're learning so
that
much.
That is not true.
You listen here, preacher man.
Well,
I've been waiting on you to mess up, and now I got you.
I must say that there is a, you know, the YMCA is a great place to hang out.
Oh, man.
My heavens, I can't believe you.
I know.
That's great, man.
Seems like the country's divided. Heck, we can't even decide
how
much we love
team.
Or hate certain football
That's
teams right now.
Football!
But the Associated Press combed through some different studies to discover what actually unites Americans. So, found a list of some things that Americans believe in. 90% of Americans say they believe in God. 90% of Americans say they believe in our country. We're very patriotic. They believe in preventing terrorism. They believe that cloning is wrong. That everyone should have an equal opportunity to succeed.
Mm.
That you should get rich by working hard. 90% of Americans believe in staying true to your spouse, in teaching sex education in public schools. See, I don't know if I agree with all these, but
yeah.
I'm in the 10% apparently. I'm a 10%er.
You're a 10%er.
Yeah. So
I knew you were in the 10%.
We thought we'd ask the listening audience what they
agree
on.
I'm surprised that clowning isn't on there, too.
Clowning, yes.
There's just
wrong.
A creepiness.
People
about,
love clowning.
You know, last night when I was handing out candy, scary clown came up, and I just said, that's like a doubly scary, because it's scary enough for a normal clown.
Yeah.
My apologies to those of you that like to use clowning as a ministry, but it's a little creepy.
Wow. Okay.
You know,
I'm not afraid of clowns.
Toby says pizza is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably right. A good example.
Yeah.
That's kind of like good, like good to eat or good for you, because it's definitely
just
not
means,
good
I think
for
it's kind
of
like the french fry thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It tastes delicious, but it's terrible for you.
There was one more. Where did it go?
Yeah.
TJ.
Oh, okay.
TJ says everybody poops.
Hey, I would say 100% of Americans agree
on that. I hope 100% of
them. Maybe 97% because there's those high school girls who don't like to admit that.
Oh,
right?
Oh,
man.
Yeah. There you go. He said it, not
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, high school boys. It's true.
Yeah.
They do.
It's true,
so.
Y'all.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We're taking your thoughts. 90% of Americans, what are some things you believe they agree upon? Let's discuss this. Let's also play some awesome music.
Booyah!
It's Friday, y'all.
It's Friday and we love it.
We got some Mickey Echo coming up here in a few minutes, but to get you there, Keep Quiet is the name of the band. It's one of Matt's favorites. The song's called Regret.
Ever regret this.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning. Team
Good
Awesome Morning.
Morning.
Do you remember when this music video premiered?
I do.
After In Living Color on Fox Television?
Oh, yeah.
I remember this moment.
Yeah.
And people were like, wow, this is amazing.
It was a great
video. Look at that crazy technology. Wait, what's he doing to that car?
Yeah.
Why is he tearing his clothes?
What's happening?
Whoa!
What's he doing?
My poor mama, she lost her mind.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, because we're all watching it together because it's Michael Jackson. And it was like, oh, this is so great. This is so great. And then he starts like doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, but the face change thing, that was cool.
That was cool. Yeah, the video was great right up until the end.
He starts
tearing his clothes and beating up cars.
I forgot about that part.
And, like, that was a technological
doing things.
Like, revolution.
Yeah.
That face, the morphing thing.
Yeah.
It was the first time that had ever been in a music video.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom lost her mind. And I'm like, but we gotta see the end!
But mom!
Didn't he, you know, with the whole Thriller thing, that was the first time that it had been like a little mini movie rather than just a music video where there was like a storyline and a...
I mean,
the dude was genius.
Yeah.
Pure genius.
He really was. I think we can all agree on that, am I right?
Am I right? Hey, am I right?
He had some issues also, but he was musically, entertaining-wise.
Don't we all?
Yes. Yes, you all do.
Things we can agree upon. The Associated Press combed through some studies
to discover what unites the United States of America.
Wait. Macaulay Culkin.
With the God, our country, preventing terrorism, to name a few. I love some of the other ones. That Pringles cans should be widened. I mean, let's be honest. Pringles cans should be wider.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to pour them out. I can't fit my hand in there
anymore. Oh, you're saying wider.
Well, yeah, wider.
I thought you were saying whiter.
They should be widened.
Hey, he just said I don't want to spend my life being a color.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
quit saying wider.
Widened.
Oh,
they should
okay.
be widened.
Yeah, because
you can fit your
hard
hand.
Hard to get your hand in to get them out. I totally agree.
Because sometimes you'll try and dump them so you can grab a scoop, and then you'll get the little crumbles.
Yeah,
and like,
you don't want that.
I don't want that.
I want the stackable chip.
Man.
That's why I bought the Pringles.
A couple more things people are doing over here. The wonder of bacon.
Ah, we can agree upon that. Yeah.
And the bacon makes everything better.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe New Mexico is in another country. I will say this. When I told people we were moving to New Mexico, they were like, Mexico?
Do you speak Spanish?
And I said, no, New Mexico, it's newer.
It's newer.
And it's in the United States.
Not old Mexico, it's New Mexico.
Yes. Yeah.
Cleaner than regular Mexico. And then Brian says, statistics are easily faked.
Yep.
There you go, Brian. Yep. Getting to the heart of the matter.
I think that 90% of
surveys,
90% of the percentages are just made up.
Totally.
On the spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How about this one? 81% of parents are doing this today.
80%?
81% of parents doing this today. What is it?
Today.
Mm-hmm.
As in today, as in this
today,
era?
Today, November 1st.
Oh, today.
Today, November 1st.
Oh, eating their kids' Halloween candy.
That's what it is.
Stealing their kids'
candy. Exactly.
You know why I know that?
Why, Sam Swan?
Because I did that.
Here's the hard thing to believe.
Confession.
19% really don't take one piece of their kids' candy today.
Those people are lying.
Liars!
19% of the people in that survey are straight up lying.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah. 81% of parents doing this today, November 1st. So if you're one of those, congratulations.
Now, you know, to be accurate, it's a little early for a Baby Ruth bar. But about lunchtime, I'm going to be snagging.
Yeah.
Although Riley doesn't have school today because it's a student, parent-teacher-student thing, conference thingy. So it'll be hard to sneak away. So I'll have to distract him. Riley,
can't
what's that over
say,
there?
It's parent tax. That's what I do. I'm like, cool, let me see.
Oh, dude, I hadn't thought about it. I'm going to do that. Can
like,
I borrow
dude,
that?
It's like,
see, that's
I'm
what,
teaching
have you
my
copyrighted
children.
That or will you? Is
you
that
can
public
have it.
Domain?
You
Thank
can
you.
Have it.
Yeah. I call it the cool guy tax.
It's parent tax.
I don't have any kids.
Yeah,
okay.
And then his kids look at me and say, like, cool guy, where?
So here's what we do is me and Matt, we're going to dress in costumes. And so when the kids get home, we're going to be like, oi. Where's your candy?
They're going
to
know.
You've got to pay the toll.
Pay the toll.
Yeah. Wow.
I told you that was a legit costume.
Look at that.
I told you.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Sam Swan's distracting us.
I'm sorry.
Some,
I had. I, he just
Star
sent
Wars
it to me.
Action. Last night, Halloween, some crazy costumes.
Oh, snap.
We just saw an X-Wing fighter pilot. That's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Hey.
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 I'm in that 19% that isn't eating their kids' candy today.
Now.
What?
Really?
Now?
Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why there are 19%?
Why?
Yes.
Because a little turd put it in her backpack and took it to school.
Oh. There you go.
I mean, so, I went in the room. It's not there. Where the heck is the bag?
So it's because...
that kid got
she,
you.
You're,
I wanted a Snickers bar.
She was smart. She was so smart. That's just wrong.
That is.
You should ground
wrong.
Her. When she gets home,
what's
you should ground her.
Ground her?
I love
ground
how that's
child.
What's wrong. Not that she said, that little turd.
I'm a good parent, right?
Incredible. Incredible.
That is funny.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay,
oh,
bye.
Man.
Bye. That was
favorite
a great call.
Call of the morning.
That was a
so
great
far.
Call.
That little turd took her candy to school with her.
Grounded. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
She should definitely have to pay her mama some tax.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey,
static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So as you guys said before, 9 out of 10 people probably make up their own statistics.
Yeah.
But like 7 out of 3 people will never question your math. You guys have a good day.
You too.
See, now that makes sense to me because I got a D in math several times. So.
Well, this last week, Jack needed help with his homework.
Gosh, Sam Swan.
And it was long division, and math was done.
I couldn't
do it
straight up.
He could not help him.
Yeah.
Nope.
And it wasn't even because I started trying to
to show Jack how to do it, and then I started like moving decimal points and stuff, and Jack's like, whoa, no. It's 12 with the remainder of 3. I'm like, oh, you're still on remainders.
Oh, remainders, okay. Yes.
Remainder. Forgot about that. My bad. So it's even easier. Matthew, Mississippi lot.
Matthew, Mississippi.
Now, see, I can do the long division. When they start doing letters and numbers, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If A equals 23 times...
That's algebra, right?
Solve for X. I'm like, you know what? X can solve for itself.
Yeah.
X has enough issues. I am not solving
for
X.
This is just getting excessive.
If I solve for X, X will never, ever learn anything on its own. And I, you know, you just can't have stuff handed to you. That's just what
amazing.
I say.
That's right. X.
Agree.
Jerk.
Agree.
Jerk X.
Be a turd. Taking the candy now, to school, X.
Now, if he's an ex-jerk,
yeah,
then that's
yeah.
fine because he's no longer a jerk.
Yeah, well, yeah, and honestly, who wants to deal with exes anyways? I don't want to talk to any of mine.
I heard
me?
A guy, all his exes live in Texas, is
oh,
what I heard.
Okay.
So. Are we going to go with this? Come on, I got more.
No, we got MJ in the background.
Oh, incredible.
This is not an exact science.
Oh, gosh.
Neither is rocket surgery.
Exactly.
It ain't rocket surgery. Get it right.
Man, I didn't know what you were expecting.
Oh,
come
man.
On, come on.
I'm an X-Men.
Sadly, it is 8:35, and we're out of time with you. I wish you had a little extra to give.
Oh, I wish I did, too.
But
I wish I did, too.
You're running how many miles today?
We're going to do 15 today. We're training for a full marathon in January, so I got to get some miles under me.
Can I ask you a really serious question?
Sure.
Why do you hate yourself?
Yes.
Well.
Why do you do this?
He doesn't hate himself.
It's my self-punishment.
15 miles!
Yeah.
Steve-O, he's pursuing a standard of excellence.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
I don't even like driving 15 miles. Running, jogging, walking, running.
Yes.
Do you ever slow down and just be like, okay, no, this is just stupid.
Now, there's some days where it is great fun and I feel good. Even after a long run, I'm like, this was great. There's other days that about halfway through, I'm like, why on earth am I doing this?
Yeah.
Nobody's chasing me. There's no reason for me to. I'm not... You know, playing basketball, running back and forth or whatever. But most of the time, it's a lot of fun. You know, and before I ran my first race, when it got close, when we were racking up some of the miles getting ready for it, I was like, I don't know if this is worth it. But on race day, the excitement.
Yeah.
And the very first race Brenda and I ever ran was the Duke City Marathon, but we ran the half.
Okay.
About three or 4 years ago. I can't remember.
All right.
4 years ago. And I just remember race day was just so electric and exciting because everybody was there. I mean, everybody that was there.
Yeah.
And for the purpose of running this race, they're all excited. They're encouraging one another. Because most of us recreational runners, we're there to beat ourselves.
Recreational runners. Did you hear that?
However, there are some, you know, the competitive juices start flowing and you pick somebody out and you're like,
I'm
going to beat that person.
Granted, they're 93, but I'm testing their time.
Then when they start pulling away, we go, no, okay. Okay, I'm just gonna beat that person. Yeah, I'm gonna beat that person. You want to carefully pick the person you're gonna try to beat.
I understand that. Now, are you usually picking like people that you assume are slower than
elderly?
No.
The elderly children.
No. I usually try to pick a guy that looks a little younger than me.
Okay.
Because that gives me something. I'm like, this old man just beats you, young guy.
Yeah.
And then I turn around and all I see is elbows and heels because he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But most of the time we find somebody. Brendan and I'll say we'll pace with somebody. We're going to stay with them, and then when we get closer to the end, we're going to try to pass them.
Okay,
yeah.
We
just
right.
set a goal. Nothing personal against that person, but we're not going
to
let them beat us.
You need to tell them before.
Yeah, I'm going
to
tell
this time to make it interesting.
When we do our race in Phoenix in January, which is what we're training for, I'm going to tap a person. I'm going to say, "Excuse me, you're not going to beat me today." I'm going to do that. I'm totally going to do that.
Please do. That would be incredible. Like, oh, snap. It is on. All right.
It's on, y'all. Yeah.
And another little secret that nobody really knows is that my wife and I cross the finish line. We every race we run together, we cross the finish line together.
Oh, that's
which,
cool.
You know, it's romantic.
Your poor wife,
but
man.
My time,
slowing her down.
I know.
Gosh.
I've been a drag on her
Brenda's
life
like,
for
man,
almost
I would have had at least a minute faster
that's right.
time, but I had to keep
But the time, but what's funny is
Sam.
the chip time, you know, that we have on our shoe.
Uh-huh.
It always says my chip time will always be like a hundredth of a second faster than hers. So I always win.
You always win.
I always win.
Amazing. There it is. Well, Sam,
I gotta go. Stay. I'm sorry. Go. I wish I could.
You go train.
But
you go miss.
Go get ready. So
you be good.
I'll see you guys next Friday.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Be extraordinary.
Hey, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm not even.
I wasn't
going
even
to...
expecting.
Oh
you?
No more.
Did you take exception to it?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we got some music exactly. for you on the way from Fall Out Boy. But to get you there, how about some paper route right now?
Let's do it.
All right, song's called Royals. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static. Oh, snap.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life.
I'm gonna have this song in my head all day.
It's gonna feel real good.
Nice.
Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. It is Friday. Next year, can we go as the man in the mirror? We'll have a frame.
Oh my gosh.
And then you'll be on one side and I'll be on the other. We'll be the man in the mirror!
Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see the
Happy All Saints Day, everybody. I apologize. Today is MJ Day for Flashback Friday, and I'll tell you what, I've never been more distracted with an artist. Speaking of, if
Wait,
you would like
you
to...
you gotta turn it up.
Oh. If you'd like to make a suggestion for an artist for Flashback Friday, you can do so. Hold on, stand by.
That's why I want you to know I'm stuck in with
truer words never spoken. MJ, everybody. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you're just joining us, we went through a list of things that 90% of Americans, reportedly, can agree upon.
Yes.
So we thought we'd ask you, what's something you believe most Americans agree upon? Of course, it is November 1st.
Let me refresh this.
The day after Halloween, we saw some incredible costumes last night. You posted a
yeah. If you follow me on
photo.
Instagram, I tried. I couldn't get everybody in there. Seriously, had too many photos to put into the little. I don't have an app
yeah.
that can put more people in that frame. So, go. It's Alotta Mateo, Alotta Mateo.
There you go.
You'll see it.
There you go. Had a great night for Rise from the Grave. Archibald and the Almost were both incredible live. Dude, Archibald, man.
Man, they. I was very impressed.
Me too.
Oh, Stevin over there, boy.
Yeah,
Stevin.
Dude, that, he was great. So, yeah, it was a great show. Great, great show. Most importantly, Pastor Nate threw down the gospel. It was great.
Gosh, this song is so good.
Are you going to be able to focus?
No.
I got to say, if you missed earlier in the show, we called... Mama Lot.
Oh, sweet.
Today's
mommy.
Her birthday.
It is her birthday. It's a national holiday in the lot. Did you hear that key change?
I know.
In the mirror.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, I want to talk about something. Officials at Hallmark in Missouri.
Yes.
They are removing something from the holiday because they believe it's offensive.
It's from a theme, right?
Yeah, and the company's Facebook page received numerous complaints about an ornament featuring a red sweater that read something different than the original 1800s Christmas carol. They changed the words of a Christmas carol. They don't want to offend anybody.
They don't want to offend
anybody. Because we got to be PC.
Here's the thing, though. That word...
We're going to talk about it. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, Mitch will be joining us.
Woo!
Doing a little early Christmas conversation, thanks to Hallmark. Upsetting people everywhere. You can't win. I just feel like you can't win either way. We'll talk about it on the way. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Make that change.
Gonna make a change. It's gonna feel real good. Some more change.
Seamless.
What?
Oh, man.
This whole show is dedicated to Dave Stovall.
Big fans?
Biggest fans.
Wow.
This was Brody's first record.
Of course.
Taking him home from the hospital, 25th anniversary of Thriller.
Oh, yeah.
Could there
right.
be any other CD to
no.
share with your child as their first record? Their first experience in music ever?
I feel like that's really setting him up for success.
Are you being sarcastic or serious?
No, this is his month. Oh, my gosh. You've had that kid for a year.
Almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah. Time flies, people. It is November. Coming up next week, Caleb's birthday from The Mix.
Oh.
Why? So, speaking of why, a lot of people are yelling, why?
Why?
Well done. Thanks, Mitch. Nicely
Thank you,
done.
Mitch.
Let's see if we have
Always
this track
relevant.
In here. Yeah, that was awesome.
Mitch.
Well, no Christmas now, we can get ready for it because...
Christmas.
Yeah.
I can't, hold on.
It's coming.
This.
I know.
Weird.
Okay, sorry. Here, I'll help you.
Hey. My favorite Christmas album.
Christmas is drawing nigh. And some officials at Hallmark's Missouri headquarters said a holiday ornament that removed a phrase wasn't meant to offend anybody. In fact, it was trying not to offend anybody, but the company's Facebook page received numerous complaints about an ornament featuring a red sweater that read, "Don we now our fun apparel."
Oh my gosh, that would make, I'd be angry at that too.
Instead of the traditional "Don We Now Our Gay Apparel" from the 1800s Christmas Carol, the company said the ornament is meant to celebrate gaudy Christmas sweaters, not cause offense.
Well, they're bringing an offense, they're bringing it. Ugh.
I feel like you can't win in this situation with this word ever.
What it represents now is just that the word has changed. It used to just mean like happy.
And fun.
Yeah, and fun. And now... there's just
multiple definitions.
But here's the
thing. It could refer to a homosexual, but now even more so, I feel like in this generation, the term gay
means
is like lame or...
Okay, when that slips out of my mouth, because I will be honest, occasionally I will say that's so gay, and I don't mean
right.
homosexual or fun, I mean stupid.
Right,
and
right.
then I'm like, oh, junk, who's around me? Who heard that?
Sorry,
I'm sorry. Who did I just offend?
Hallmark, sorry.
Yeah, and so unfortunately... You know, it's become an offensive word.
Yeah.
And so I think this, to me, it just represents that the change has happened.
Yeah,
but
come
all
on.
Politics.
Make that change.
Did we really need to change that word?
At this point, it's a moot question. Did we really need to? It doesn't matter. It's already changed.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Officials at Hallmark, they said, hey, man, we removed the word gay from Deck the Halls. We didn't mean to offend anybody. We were trying to do something different. I think it was because they didn't want to offend that they decided to go with "Don We Now Our Fun Apparel," which in turn caused people to be irate.
And offended.
That they, yeah, irate and offended that they chose to delete that word.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Such is,
you can't win!
Yeah, okay, such is the war of trying to be politically correct.
Yeah.
You can't win. That's the
okay,
bottom
line. Okay, this is a stretch, I know, but last night I was doing my makeup for... Rise from the Grave.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I should get my friend Becca in here to help me out with my makeup. But then I thought, no, because then she's going to do something that I don't want her to do, and it's going to be like this awkward, like, there's just too many people in the room and having too much to say about my makeup and what I want to do to make myself look like a fox. And I think that's what happened.
There were too many people in the room that were like, I think we should leave it. I think we should just get Don We Now Our Gay Apparel.
No,
it's from the 1800s. That's the thing.
Who are we going to offend? I don't want to know. Let's just do that. Just too many people had a say in this.
Yeah.
And so it got changed to fun.
They overthought it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we do overthink things because we're trying to be so politically correct that we can't offend anybody. And before I say anything, okay, I got to think about the 17 people this is possibly going to. But there's something to be said. Scripture does tell us to be slow to speak.
Right.
Quick to listen, you know, and maybe that's one of those times where maybe if they had just been slow to speak out and say, no, guys, we need to change this because we don't want to offend.
I think this is more of a foolish thought wise when kept silent moment.
For me, it's kind of like when people call things retarded.
Right.
Like you can examine a situation. If somebody says it and I can tell that they're totally joking.
Because that word
offends you.
Yeah.
Well, we talked to your mom this morning. It's her birthday.
Right. And the reason it offends me is because my mom was a special ed teacher, and I had to watch kids get literally bullied and made fun of and all that stuff. You know, and as a kid, you grow up and you learn why that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because every kid's trying to fit in, and they do it, and then it's like you have to have the sit down, or you see it happen, and it's like, don't do that. You know, you're being, like, that's mean. They can't help it.
Right.
And I think whenever I hear somebody call, so, oh, dude, that's retarded. You know, you can tell the connotation that person is meaning.
Right.
So I'm not going to sit here and get, like, irate everybody or every time anyone says it. You know,
right.
Like, oh, man, you can't say that around me. This is my stand.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's a word. Right. And if you look at somebody, you can tell whether or not they mean it in a derogatory manner. Like, when we got the letter from the guy that called us retards.
Yeah.
You know, and it was obviously spiteful, and he was saying that we were dumb because of what, like, he was going all out with the meaning. Yeah, I was offended. I was like, hey, jerk.
Yeah.
You know, watch your freaking mouth.
Right.
Which some people are offended when I say freaking, you know?
Right.
So that just goes to show you. I mean, it's.
Do you think we give words too much power?
Sometimes. Now, words carry a lot of weight.
They do.
Absolutely.
They absolutely do.
But we need to consider the times that we give words more power, more weight than they necessarily should hold.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if Hallmark is thinking that now. If you're just joining us, officials at Hallmark's Missouri headquarters said their holiday ornament that removed the word gay from Deck the Halls was not meant to offend, but they've received numerous complaints about an ornament featuring a red sweater that reads, "Don We Now Our Fun Apparel," instead of "Don We Now Our Gay Apparel" from the 1800s Christmas Carol. They said the ornament is meant to celebrate gaudy Christmas sweaters, not cause offense.
You know,
there's a joke in there somewhere.
Somewhere. Let's keep searching. Keep searching.
Gaudy Christmas sweaters are hilarious.
Some would say.
Is that the joke?
Oh,
yes, that's a joke. About
MJ
3 years ago, I bought a house.
Okay.
And they had, when I walked into that room to sign all those papers, I was just honest with them. I was like, I'm not going to read this. I just want to sign the papers and buy my house.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Good plan, Mitch.
Who are you? You know, I don't want to have to read this 40-page contract that legally binds me to stuff. I just really want to get this over with. Can I just sign everything?
You want to know why I said that? Because I looked at that stack. It's paper, and it's like a literal, like, the thing that you get printer paper out of. It's that thick, and I had to sign all those stinking papers.
I've purchased a home before.
But that means that all throughout the years of people purchasing homes and it having to be some legal matter, mm-hmm. that means they have had so many lawsuits or complaints that this stack is just growing thicker and thicker, which is why I have to sign all these dumb papers. And thankfully, I had an amazing real estate agent that was like, who was a friend of the family and was like, this is what this is about. This is what this is about. So they told me everything.
So then you believed him over having to read it for yourself.
Yes.
You are the reason why South Park did an episode on the iTunes Terms of Agreement.
Oh my gosh.
Don't act like you've read that. Oh, wait, maybe you have. Don't act like you've read that, Mateo.
Yeah.
No, I already know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
44 pages. We had to memorize it. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, we haven't memorized.
No, I did not read that. Yeah. No, I'm not saying I would.
But we do definitely need to be careful what we attach our name to and sign before we.
Yeah, I would say iTunes agreement's a little different than a home
purchase.
Okay, I know. Yes. He told me everything. People, I trust.
That's cool. I get it. It's kind of like when we got our record contract back in the day, it was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Does that mean?
Exactly.
You know, so we had
a lawyer have all
for
of
the
it.
Lawyer.
We had to hire an entertainment lawyer, which is a specific thing because there's jargon in like recording contracts and movie and entertainment contracts that's completely different.
And
you know,
even now, things that we say here, since Static Radio is a nonprofit 501c3, we have to be careful how we even word things.
Yep.
And thanks, FCC. We have to be careful.
We do.
And so we'll be talking about something like, no, you can't say it like that. I'm like, okay.
We can't make qualitative statements towards for-profit businesses.
Right.
Because we're a non-commercial organization. So
yesterday, I heard Mitch, your husband and some guy was in here.
Oh my gosh,
they were
talking
him,
about
like,
gum.
What his favorite gum was.
I was like, no,
Mitch said, you can't say that! It was so funny. She was like, no!
It's true.
But I think, bottom of the argument though.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because they did this to not offend people and they've offended a different group. But
right.
My whole thing is, hey guys, are you going to seriously make a legitimate stand over this?
Right.
You know, are you just complaining about
something?
Is this
where you're hanging your hat on this argument?
Yeah, are you
going
to hang your hat on...
Pick and choose your battles.
That's what
I'm
saying. Choose your battles wisely. If there's a word that you're saying that you know, like, is offending someone, close to you or whatever, and you can tell. Like our buddy Sam Swine, he comes in and there's, you know, when we talk to him, you know, we don't want to be offensive in any way.
We were talking to him about that this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain things that he doesn't jive with, and we're like, you know what? We never want to offend just to offend. And so, yes, absolutely.
But on the flip side, don't be one of those people that's just waiting.
Seeker sensitive?
Just waiting. You know, because I know I'm going to get an email that's like, well, sir, when you say freaking on the radio.
Yeah.
To me, that's a filler word, and I'm offended.
And this is what blah, 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 blah.
And I'm going to be like, are you just waiting?
It's like
you wouldn't like my grandma then, because Grandma Precious.
Grandma Precious.
Yeah, oh,
she
man.
Know about it.
She says goodness gracious a lot.
It's funny because I kind of can't wait to get like old, because then people are like, oh, they're set in their ways.
Oh, God bless them.
Nobody's going to change.
Lord bless their little heart.
Oh, bless your heart. But anyway, words.
Facebook.
It's an interesting thing.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I'm good.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on it. Officials at Hallmark in some hot water for taking out the term gay from Deck the Halls. Don, we now are fun apparel. What do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is Friday. It's a good day, man.
Yeah, it is.
Happy November.
Yay!
It's also Fun Joke Friday. We got a few more MJ songs coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So get your fun jokes in here. It's Flashback Friday, Fun Joke Friday, Pay It Forward Friday. Do something nice for somebody.
It's Friday.
For no reason.
There you go. It's Friday. So many great excuses for so many great things. It's Fantastic Music Friday. On the way, we got some Naked and Famous Friday. Woo. Right now, it's Thrice.
Friday.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Friday.
Static. Awkward things going on right now.
We're just
snapping
dancing.
And shimmying.
Hey, you trying to start something? I see what you did there.
Is that what you want to be doing?
Oh, man.
When Lars is coming back, is that what you want to be doing?
Oh, man.
Hey, okay. Yeah. Last night, Stuart.
Oh, man.
What?
World blown.
Okay,
Stuart
yes.
Laws, the worship leader here
worship
at
pastor.
Calvary Albuquerque, yeah.
Stuart was like, dude, I used to dance. Because they were playing all this.
Oh, he is so good.
Okay, so nobody told us this ahead of time, and we're thinking, oh, bless his little heart.
That's what I was amazing.
Thinking. Little worship pastor thinking.
I was like, yeah,
he
can
no,
I
white
like
boys
to dance
got moves.
Too.
And then he started like popping and locking and moving around, and I was like,
we were like
what just happened?
White boys got moves.
And then he was like, I'm sorry, I kind of messed up. I'll try again later. And we were like,
what?
The sound you're hearing from me right now is my mouth hitting the floor.
Happy November, everybody.
Woo! We made it. We made it. That means we are only 2 months away from Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe even less than.
Who's
less than.
Excited?
I am.
I'm excited.
Okay, good. That's good. It is November, but of course this last week, Halloween, and for everyone who is either a Satanist or just thinks it's hilarious, guess what?
What?
More than 1,500 people in the Connecticut lottery, 1,520 to be exact, won prize money this week by playing the number 666 in the Play 3 Nitron.
Oh my gosh!
They won on Halloween week.
Okay.
Now you tell me devil ain't in lottery now. Tell me. He's in the sound system, he's in the lottery, and he's in the internet.
Yep. So there you have it.
People were just being funny and crazy.
Yeah, so.
And they won.
1,520 people won prize money varying from $25 all the way up to $2,500.
Oh my gosh.
By playing the number 666 in the Play 3 night drawing. Yeah.
That's why they call it the internet, because it gets inside of you and it's a net and it'll trap you.
Inner you.
Internet. It's right there. It's in front of you. It's all around you.
Oh, man.
Oh,
so, yeah.
All encompassing.
Congratulations, everyone who did that.
I don't know. I want to read this one because it's funny.
Week of Christmas, I'm playing the lottery and I'm doing 777.
There you go. He's going to redeem it. Y'all now taking it back. That's what I'm talking about.
FYI, nobody take me seriously, please. However, you can still send your hate mail to studio@mystaticradio.com.
We love your hate mail.
Yes,
we love receiving
absolutely.
It.
Static!
You know, I was just going to say someone should try playing 777.
Boom. There you go. Christmas week. That's it. Or
Got
Easter.
It.
Christmas
That's
and
more Easter.
Easter.
You should save it till Easter.
Every day is the Lord's Day, so we should be playing the lottery
every
day.
Every single day.
That was the best.
Just kidding.
That was the best jump I've ever heard.
This is
justified the lottery.
Haven't heard from you in a while.
This is who?
Jamal, by the way.
Hey, Jamal!
What's
hey,
up?
Man. How you doing?
Can I make a request?
Absolutely.
How about Cadence by Amberlynn?
Ooh, hey, wow.
That's a good one.
Speaking of things you haven't heard in a long time.
That's
taking
wonderful.
It all the way back to the first
record. The last time I made the request, almost last year.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
All right, you got it.
Thanks for calling in once a year, man.
Yep, there you go. We'll see you in a year.
Bye, Jamal.
Bye.
Later.
All right, look.
Jamal, everybody.
Before we do that, we got to get to this one special song.
I'm ready.
It is Flashback
I'm
Friday.
I'm ready.
We've been playing MJ jams all day.
It takes a little while to build.
Okay.
This song comes from a pivotal movie from my childhood.
Oh, no.
It was a heartwarming tale.
Mine too, Mateo.
Never seen this
the
movie.
The heartwarming tale
you are so lying,
of a boy who befriended
you.
A killer whale. And the tagline for the movie was, "How far would you go for a friend?"
I've never seen this movie. I'm not.
You are
fun.
Out of your mind. I lived on this movie.
I've never seen this movie.
Gosh. Biblical reference. River Jordan.
How is that not just a geographical
building 429 said want to cross over Jordan.
I love it. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Happy Friday, everybody. Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/9. Man,
this takes me back.
Radio.
Hey, we're not going anywhere. We have to listen to this song.
This takes me back to sitting like inches away from my TV, watching this movie, and then when that part came up, I'd stand up and point.
I'm glad that you guys are talking about Free Willy because I found an interesting article that will help me better handle talking to you guys about this.
Let's hear it.
So whether you're a manager, a customer, a parent, a co-host, odds are pretty good that you'll be giving someone some negative feedback sometime soon.
What?
Yeah. Odds are pretty good. But let's be honest. When you try and give somebody some like feedback, especially if it's negative
sandwich.
Feedback. Oh man, it's so difficult.
You can't do it. You're not very good at it.
If done incorrectly, negative feedback can lead to resentment. It can lead to hurt. Lead to doubt.
Nobody caught the irony of just now. I just gave you negative feedback. Didn't do it all what I said. Anyway, go ahead.
Always relevant, always punctual.
Well, here's some tips from the
Michelle
experts
Bransford.
When giving negative feedback. Keep it short.
Okay.
According to an article in Fast Company, length doesn't correlate to success when it comes to delivering negative feedback. Long conversations confuse as often as they clarify. I can't pay attention! I'm trying so hard to get through this story. Your goal is to communicate the negative feedback, not to produce a dazzling epiphany, a heartfelt apology, or a ton of emotive dialogue. Once you've communicated your message, get out of the conversation and allow time and space for the feedback to work.
Okay. I worked at there it is. Heard it. I used to work at a daycare for 3 years, which means that I had to give a lot of negative feedback whether the parents wanted to hear it or not.
Oh, man. And especially when you're talking to someone about their kid.
Exactly. I learned very quickly that a sandwich is so important in this moment. And I don't mean a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, I'm like literally a banana and peanut butter sandwich.
Hang on.
Ready?
Little honey.
Key change.
Yeah, there it is. Again. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
A little honey drizzled on that peanut butter and banana sandwich.
It's very, not literally, but, you know, metaphorically that. So, parent comes in. All I want to say is, dude, your kid bit 5 kids today.
Why can't you say that? That's crazy. Is his name Damien? Was he demonic? Did he have 666 tattooed behind his ear?
No.
Say, parent, here's the deal. We found a tattoo behind his ear. The numbers were 6, 6, and 6.
So it was like,
this is what I want to say.
No! This is what I want to say. Your kid bit 5 kids today, and I didn't tell them this, but I wanted to tell all of those kids to go bite him back.
No!
And so I didn't. Because
you can't say that.
I can't.
Hey, I just got into the conversation.
Uh-huh.
So what was happening?
Okay, so sandwiches are important. So this is what I'd say.
Oh, no, I got
We're
it.
Trying to help each other figure out how to deliver bad
negative
news
feedback.
Or, negative feedback on something. So
well, you go in and you respectfully say, you put it in a way
to where the person knows that you still respect them
exactly.
as a person,
mm-hmm.
but what they've done is not so good.
In this case, we're talking about their parenting. So I go up to mom and or dad, and I say, hi, good. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Little Johnny did great today. He practices ABCs. We did this. He ran outside. He took a 2-hour nap. He does have a problem biting, so we're going to continue to work on that. But he, again, took a great nap. He ate all of his lunch, and he even had a snack. And his last diaper change was this.
Wait, did you say my kid has a problem with biting? What, are you against biter kids?
Well, I did have to send
you home. You're a racist. You're a biter kid racist.
I'm sorry,
that's
sir.
That's what just happened.
I didn't realize
that situation.
I didn't realize that that was like
a
racial ethnicity culture thing.
Yeah, no,
here's the thing, guys. The problem with negative feedback. The only reason I say this because I get negative feedback a lot.
We get
Mateo. You are open to that. You are prone.
I am.
Maybe what we're trying to do is help our listening audience who gives us negative feedback deliver it in a way like, hey, first of all, I want to say we love your radio station.
No,
thanks for what you guys do every day. However, today, blah, 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 blah,
no,
blah,
it's
blah,
funny. It's
but
like,
again,
hey, you know, God bless you, and I love you guys. You guys,
which
are just,
is why. I want to tell
you. I appreciate
your
ministry. It's great, but you guys suck. Seriously. What are you doing? You're conforming to the pattern of the world. What's wrong with you? You're sending all these kids to hell. How are you doing that? In love.
Yeah.
I just want to remind
blessings.
You.
Blessings.
Blessings.
I want to remind you and encourage you
yeah.
that you suck.
We have a difficult time delivering negative feedback to somebody in a way that can still build them up. We don't want to just completely tear somebody down.
I mean, I think, no, the thing is, though, if you're going to say all that stuff, just email and say, hey, I didn't appreciate this. I don't like it. Don't be all coming in like pulling God cards saying,
like a
I know the Lord, he
suck.
Wants me to encourage you through these words, so I love you and don't take this the wrong way, but you suck.
Static.
Hello!
Hello!
Oh boy!
Dude, I know the Bible says to turn the other cheek, but you gotta bite the kid back.
No!
Oh, man. No, you just grab his arm and just take a few nibbles and let's see if he bites you again.
Whoa!
No!
Okay,
nibbler. CYFD, he won't bite you again.
All right, nibbler.
Man.
We're calling you the nibbler.
The nibbler.
CYFD.
Well, I'm just saying, that's how we do it at home. That's how I grew up. If something happened, you got handled.
Man.
Unfortunately.
And you don't do it again after that, you know.
Incredible.
That sounds more like eye for an eye rather than turn the other cheek.
You
well,
go Old
yeah,
Testament.
Yeah, I guess
there
you're
go.
Right. And then like my little dog I have, you know, she likes to nibble on my hand sometimes and I just bit her in the ear.
Oh my gosh!
People are going to come get your dog.
She doesn't do it no more.
CYFD just called
humane.
And the Animal Humane Society. Cool, right on.
Dude, but it's all out of love. I'm trying to show them the way.
People, there are teams of people.
I gotta go, guys. Love you.
I love you, too.
Love you, too.
Pool boy from Cruise.
There are teams of people mobilizing against Pool
yeah.
Boy right
yep.
now.
Kid then, in the bag!
But then there are some being like, yep, I agree. Uh-huh. That's where I'm at.
I bite that dog every day.
You know,
that dog bite me, I bite him right back.
505-338-3700. Any advice on how to deliver negative feedback? We want to hear it.
Oh, man. Well, we had an amazing call a few days ago. We were premiering Culture Shock from Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And a mom called in, and that was the best.
That was it.
That was the best way to deliver feedback. It wasn't good feedback by any means. I mean, she did a great job.
It was cool. It was I don't necessarily agree with that. I love you guys. We do listen to you, but there's some things that we don't agree with, and here's that. But hey, keep doing what you guys are doing. We understand that that's what God has called you to do, and God bless you. And it was like, right on.
She was
so
awesome.
So there are people who can deliver it. I'm terrible at
it. I believe
if something happens on the air, I just all like walk into a room. Okay, close
my,
to all
I right. think I think my favorite
Hey Mitch.
I think my favorite moment from you recently was, dude, what's wrong with you? And I just wanted to punch you so hard in the stomach.
I don't know how to do it. I just, you know, I'm like, I'm going to cut the corners. I could do the sandwich thing and like build you up and talk about how great the midday thing. Okay, you know what? Hey, here, let's get down to brass tacks. What is wrong with you? No, that's not the way.
No,
that's
not
oh,
it.
Okay.
Nope.
Static.
Hey, it's cab driver.
Hey. Cab driver.
Hey, did you just say sandwich, Steva?
Yeah, sandwich.
I call it the crap sandwich. Here's what you're doing good. Here's what you suck at. Here's what you're doing good.
Right on.
I used it as a manager. I
I loved it until someone used it on me. So.
Exactly.
And you're right.
And it was my boss. She's like, here's what you're doing good. You could be a better boss. And then here's what you're doing good. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
You just gave me the sandwich.
The best sandwich is, hey, here's what you're doing good. This, you're doing this great, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're a horrible person. And then, but you're also doing this good.
Here's $20.
So if you could just fix
if they gave me money at the end of those sandwiches, I'd be set.
Like, boom!
Here's $20.
Okay. Thanks for the call, cab driver.
You're a horrible
amazing
person.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
But we love you. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. You're just horrible and stupid.
Oh, you know, he's right. The sandwich works on anybody who doesn't know what's going on.
Right, because the second I get the sandwich, it's like, I'm like, okay. I know what you're doing. Just tell me.
If you were to do that to me, I'd be like, cut it out. Yeah. What's wrong? What am I doing wrong? Just be real with me right now.
I think Stever worked at Subway since the time he was 4 because he is a sandwich artist.
Look out.
I don't even know what
our
he's
boss
doing. I don't even know when he's giving me the sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, you walk away feeling good. You're like, okay, yeah, I can work on
and
that.
Then later you're like,
wait a second. He just sandwiched me. Oh, man, he's so good.
Man.
So good.
Some he has kind that of poker manager face. His pup, pup, pup. Okay, never mind.
We hope that helps you with your day.
Oh, man.
That was... Okay.
Well, I know.
It's over.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
I wish we were closing out with Man in the Mirror.
Oh, man.
I bet
why?
You could do that.
We still could.
We really could. I mean...
Look, just slowly fade this one out.
There's nothing that
just
says
slowly,
we can't do...
Slowly fade.
That very, very
slowly
thing.
Fade this one out.
It's Flashback Friday. Oh.
There it is.
See?
Flashback Friday.
That just makes you feel better, everybody.
Yeah, it does. And if you want to sandwich something, here's another way to do it. You kick it off with an MJ song, all right?
Dude, funniest tweet I've seen in a while. Jason Rao,
uh-huh,
used to be in Red, producer now, and Brandon Thigpen. Brandon said, Jason, you just figured out how to cure the world of terrorism. And it was, anytime you land in the United States, every airport is playing Michael Jackson. Straight up. People get off the plane and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel great. What happened? This is the land of the free. This is wonderful. I'm done with that terrorist plot.
Oh my gosh.
I'm leaving that on the plane. You know? And then they feel better. And you got, okay, if you got off a plane
Jason
and Man in the Mirror was playing and you stepped off the plane, you'd go, I've got to make that change right now. I'm missing my flight.
Yeah, I would have handled missing my flight in Dallas way better if the guy had just done this to me.
I'm stuck with the man in the mirror.
I mean, just think of it. You're at the desk and then the guy goes, hang on. And then you both start going.
Yeah.
You just nod your head.
Nodding each other.
Yep. You're right. I'm going to go sit over there and enjoy another coffee. When you're
have
ready, you
day,
let
sir.
Me know. Just buzz
me. Just tell
me.
All right. There you go.
You guys exchange phone numbers. Best friends from that point
we
on.
We are out.
Listen to you harmonizing.
Great, great show.
I've been a victim.
If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. We're out. Some requested Amberlynn next to go along with Middays with Mitch.
Yay!
It's Friday!
It's Friday, everybody. Enjoy it. Pay it forward. Have a good one.
And flashback it.
No. Go ahead.
It's fun joke it.
Yeah.
Fun joke it.
Oh, Flashback Friday.
What else?
We have a Midday Mat Lib.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's coming up.
Yeah, so get ready.
Mateo's favorite thing. Hey, Mateo, you know what you need to do with that attitude?
What?
Can I just tell you? I know you don't like Mad Libs, but hey, hold on.
Terrible.
Stand by.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
Day at 12.
I feel so good right now. I just found world peace on the ground. Picked it up. I'm finding it. I'm giving it to everyone.
Man, there you go. You gonna make that change today, buddy?
I'm gonna make that change.
Matt Lib.
Shut up!
Matt
Woo!
In the mirror. The Matt in the mirror. You can do it. I believe it. It's coming up today. Middays with Mitch. We'll see you guys again later.
Have a good one, everybody.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
On Static.